Recently, I came across a BBC article that introduced me to a fascinating trend. Families using podcasts to preserve memories of their loved ones. This innovative approach shows how podcasts can be used to capture personal histories and cultural legacies. The article shared touching stories of individuals recording audio to cherish and pass down family narratives. It sparked my interest in exploring how indie African podcasters can use this trend to preserve and share their own rich cultural stories.
This is Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition. Here's your host, Tony Doe.
Today I'm excited to talk about a powerful and meaningful way you can use podcasting within your community, preserving memories, especially those of our elders who have so many incredible stories to share. Now, if you're an indie African podcaster and you're looking to introduce this concept to your community, then these steps that I'm going to share with you should be useful. First things first, engaging with your community is absolutely crucial. But how do you do this? Well, you could organize local workshops to explain the concept of podcasting and how it can be used to preserve stories. Hands-on training sessions for families on recording and sharing memories can be incredibly impactful too. Another idea is to host events where people can gather and listen to sample episodes. This can help illustrate the concept and get them excited about participating. Creating a dedicated series can be a great way to start. Think about starting a podcast series dedicated to the stories of our elders. Each episode could feature an individual's life story, significant events they've witnessed, or personal wisdom they've gathered over the years. Encourage families to record and share their histories. These episodes can document family traditions, genealogies, and ancestral tales. Collaborations can help amplify your efforts. Partner with local museums, cultural centers, or historical societies to gather and preserve these stories. You can also get local schools involved in projects where students interview their grandparents or older community members, turning these interviews into podcast episodes. Making the process easy is key. Offer simple recording kits that families can borrow, and this could include a microphone, a recorder, and a step-by-step guide. Create and share video tutorials and written guides to help people understand how to record and edit podcasts. Raising awareness can drive engagement, so use social media and local radio to spread the word about using podcasts for memory preservation. Put up informational flyers and posters in community centers, churches, and even markets. Personalized assistance can make a huge difference, so provide personalized help for those who might need extra assistance with the technology. This could be through home visits or scheduled sessions at a community center. Recruit volunteers or ambassadors to help families with the recording process, ensuring high-quality audio. Don't forget to highlight the benefits. Emphasize the emotional and educational benefits of preserving memories, like maintaining a connection to the past and passing down knowledge and traditions to future generations. Explain how podcasts make these memories easily accessible to family members and the broader community, preserving them for years to come. Showcasing examples can inspire others too, so share episodes from your own podcast or other successful examples to highlight the impact and value of these projects. And finally, creating interactive platforms can foster community engagement. So develop a website where the community can access episodes. Include features that allow family members to leave comments or share additional stories. Set up social media groups where families can share their episodes and discuss the process, fostering a supportive community environment. By following these steps, you fit help your community see the powerful potential of podcasts as tools for preserving precious memories and stories. Let's make sure that the voices and stories of our elders are heard and cherished for generations to come.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Indie African Podcaster Edition with Tony Doe. Keep pushing the boundaries of your podcasting journey and watch your audience grow. Subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, and everywhere else you get your podcasts. Catch you next time for more strategies and success stories.